Christ.
The American fucking government, the British government, and whoever else has been in with them, this is what they've been fucking bargaining for, to get fucking the eastern section upside down and get it westernised. The eastern section, they don't want westernised. All they want is some recognition and an easy fucking way of life, what they used to have when they were nomads. They had a better life when they were fucking nomad and about the place.
Well,
than they did when they fucking knew that they're settled.
Well, that's not true, because North Africa, Middle East, since World War II, has been influenced heavily by Western governments, whether it be Tory, Labour, Liberal Democrat, whatever you want to call it.
The Green Party.
And what's been happening?
The people said nothing. They've had no freedom whatsoever.
Charity has all been sent over. And what happens?
Well, they're treated like children.
All the North African fucking diplomats get a new wardrobe of fucking white shirts.
But now the people, ordinary people, are standing up, having the guts to stand up against the armed police, to stand up against extreme violence and say that we're not going to fucking take it. And I think it's a tremendous courage.
Sorry, I was waiting for the positive bit.
Well, that is positive.
No, here we go.
That is positive.
Positive is, scourge the infidels!
But that's not what's happening. They're actually wanting freedom. That infidel shit is, okay, there's some bearded clerics going about in all parts of society, giving it all that shit. But what's happening in these countries at the moment has nothing to do with that. They're wanting freedom. They might get. They might show us the way forward for a better society. What do I do for a living at the moment? At the moment, I subtitle pish programmes made by fucking overprivileged graduates from Oxford and Cambridge.
You can't see two sitting here then. I thought you were having a dig at them for a minute.
No, not at all.
Oh, is that what you do, is it?
That's what I do at the moment.
You're another overpaid cunt for being fuck all sitting
no,
here.
No, well.
Playing my fucking computer.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such hard work. Click, click. Bastard, that card's right.
I left
here. Done any service?
What, in the army?
Aye.
I haven't, personally, no.
My
brother.
Go and join up. Well, ask your brother what I'm talking about, and your brother will know.
Well,
we'll see just now.
I don't speak to him anymore.
Because he joined up?
No, he's finished, he's sick of it.
Exactly.
He knows it's a pile of shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I got out when I fucking did.
Wait, were you in the army or?
What I seen in the Falklands was absolutely fucking atrocious.
In what way?
In all ways. What was covered on the news and what was cut? What wasn't it covered? Anything else, I'd have to shoot you or knock you down after I tell you. And then he also talked about
foreign complaints about the value. Yeah, I'd be the wrong person to shoot or knock down though, eh? Selling China's currency is artificially low, which gives
its products a competitive advantage in terms of exports. But keep your eyes on the news in the next 3 or 4 years.
Oh, absolutely.
There'll be news coming on about Falklands shortly.
I'm hoping there's going to be news coming on about Britain shortly. That people in Britain's going to start waking up.
Well, we're going to have to get some kind of fucking website going in one of these fucking...
Facebook.
Well.